holding on Mentalat on the base, the beginning of the Gemara. So we had in the Mishnah the question, the case where a person is Gilach B'Shmini, does he bring the Karbonis on Shmini or on Tishi? The case of the Pasuk is that he cuts his hair and those who became Tomei cuts his hair on Shvi, and he brings his Karbonis on Shmini. But if he cut his hair on Shmini, what's the halacha? So that Rabbi Akiva said he can bring the korban the same day. Rabbi Tarfon challenged it, and Rabbi Akiva, based on the din of Metzara, and Rabbi Akiva said there's a difference between Metzara and Nozer. So the Gemara, Kibla Mine or Lo Kibla or Loi, did Rabbi Tarfon accept Rabbi Akiva's answer or not? Rabbi Tarfon said that in a case where he cut his hair on Shemini, he should not bring his Karbonis until Tishi. Like, just like by Matsar, that's true. And Rabbi Akiva said no. So does Rabbi Tarfon agree to Rabbi Akiva that Nozer and Matsar are different or not? Toshma. The Tani Hillel. We have Hillel says, Gilach B'Shemini, maybe Karbonis a bit cheap. So we have Hillel saying explicitly that he has to wait till the next day. If Rabbi Tarfon agreed to Rabbi Kiba's chilek between Mitzara and Nozer, and by Nozer he can get his haircut on the eighth day and bring the Kabbalah on the eighth day also. So then, Lacey Kabbalah said, Bishmini. So why does Hillel say that he has to wait till the ninth day to bring the Karbonis? So this would indicate that at least there are some Tanoim which hold that he has to wait till the next day. And therefore, this point that Rabbi Akiva is saying is not universally accepted. And therefore, we could argue that theoretically, Rabbi Tarfon did not necessarily agree to Rabbi Akiva at the end either. So that would until we have this price, so we say Rekiba says a good point. We could argue Rabbi Tarfon accepts it, and nobody disagrees. But now we clearly have somebody who's disagreeing. So maybe Rabbi Tarfon is also disagreeing. Amarava Lokasha, no, that's not true. Because I could tell you that the price over here, which we're quoting over here, that a case where they would get the haircut on the eighth day, he has to wait until the ninth day to bring the Karbanos. Is Hoda Tabo B'Shvi, Hoda Lo Tabo B'Shvi. The Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are discussing a case where even though he got his hair cut on the eighth day, he did the Tevilah on the seventh day. So by the end of the seventh day, the Tumah is gone. The only issue is the haircut. So Rabbi Akiva says the haircut on the eighth day does not preclude him from bringing the korban until the ninth day. He can bring the korban on the eighth day as well. The Bryce's case is talking about a case where that since he didn't get the haircut on the seventh day, he didn't go to the mikvah either. So he didn't go to the mikvah until the eighth day. So that is true. In a case where he did not go to the mikvah until the eighth day, he cannot bring the korban on the eighth day as a tzvul yom. He has to wait until the ninth day to bring the korban. So it comes out this brisa is not conclusive to our discussion. Okay, let's see the rush. So looking at the rush on the Gemara. The Kibla Minei, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, did Rabbi Tarfon accept Rabbi Akiva's point? Rabbi Tarfon brought a raya from Metzora that by Metzora the lachas, you have to wait until the ninth. If the Mitzvah at the end of his 7-day process of Tahara, he cuts his hair on the 7th day, he brings a korban on the 8th day. If he cuts his hair on the 8th day, he brings a korban on the 9th day. So that Rabbi Tarfon said this, by Mitzvah should be the same thing. Rabbi Akiva said, no, Mitzvah and Nozer are different. And did Rabbi Tarfon accept that point, and therefore he agrees to Rabbi Akiva that the Nozer who cuts his hair on the 8th day can bring the korban on the 8th day, or he still holds that the Nozer has to wait till the 9th day. So Toshma, the Tani Hillel, Gilu Beches, may become a Nozer Betes. We have a Braisa which clearly has on record that Hillel says that he has to wait until the ninth day. Not like Rabbi Akiva. That if Rabbi Tarfon agrees to Rabbi Akiva, means at the end both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva hold that he brings the korban on the eighth day. We clearly have a Tana. So you're saying basically that this argument is such a good argument that we assume that it's a universal opinion that there's no reason to wait till the ninth day. By Nozer, well, there's a Brisa who says not like that. Hach Brisa Delo Kamat. This Brisa is not. Is not like either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Tarfon then. But if you say Rabbi Tarfon did not accept, so this Braisa is following Rabbi Tarfon's approach. And there are other opinions which like Rabbi Akiva. Zat the Rosh Vakimlay the Talmud the Gabi Nozer Mesnie, that the Gemara knew that this Braisa, which all the words of Braisa Kidlach Bashmini may be Kabanas of Bashi, which could theoretically talk about a Mitzara, but that's true by Mitzara. That if he cuts his hair on the 8th day, he has to wait until the 9th. No, they knew, but they had a Masura that this price is referring to Nazar. Begam Kimle, the Acher HaMishnah Nisnes, the fee Shemashnayas Nishnu Kadama Prices. Maybe this price I'm sorry. Tani Hillel is quoting a Brysa of Gilach Mashmini, maybe it's not Hillel himself talking, it's Hillel quoting the Braisa. So the Rosh is saying, well, Rabbi Tarfon before he met Rabbi Akiva definitely held that you wait till the ninth day. So maybe this Braisa is Rabbi Tarfon before he met Rabbi Akiva and discussed with Rabbi Akiva, and eventually he corrected his position and agreed to Rabbi Akiva. So he's trying to prove that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Well, maybe this Bryce is from earlier in the conversation before Rabbi Akiva convinced him. He says, no, that we assume that the Bryces which are presented to us are after the Mishnayos, like the points that you're filling in after the Mishnayos. So this Bryce is that we're quoting, that Hillel quoted a Bryce, but the more saying we assume that the Bryce is. Was in place after the Mishnah, and still saying even after that, even after Rabbi Akiva said his point, the Braisa says that Rabbi Tarfon didn't accept it, or somebody didn't accept it, so that has to be Rabbi Tarfon. Where it says no, Hadol Tava B'Zayin. The case of the Braisa was that he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Ad Yemeches, Uboedu Tzvul Yarm Lo Yochu Lahavi Karbanosav. So the problem over here is that he's a Tzvul Yom. So a person who goes to the mikvah on the day that he's going to complete his tumah, the entire process is complete. So, for example, a person touches an avela, a person has keri, these type of things. So the tumah is one day. So he goes to the mikvah that day, the rest of the day is called a Tzvul Yom. The person who has the tomb of maize takes 7 days. He goes to mikvah after the process of the sprinkling from the ash of the parazuma. He has to go to the mikvah as well. He goes to mikvah, then on the seventh day, he's called a tzvoyarim. He went to the mikvah that day. And by the end of the day, he'll be tor. So he cannot come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring his karbonos.
What, someone who touched the maize?
Right.
Came to Kata.
What?
Came into contact with
him. Yeah. The Tamili, so the Rosh says, the point of the Bryce is not so much that he got a haircut on the eighth day, he brings the Korbanos on the ninth day, because that's not, we're saying, according to what we're saying in our mission, that's not true. The person who cuts his hair on the eighth day can bring a Korban on the eighth day. So the sole issue over here is the mikvah. So that's totally the Braisa discusses the haircut, which is irrelevant, and leaves out the mikvah, which is relevant. So that's pretty strange. To me, am I knock at gilach beches? Afim gilach b'zayin nami the betfilah tayimil. So the point is not when he got the haircut. The point is when he went to the mikvah. So even if he got his haircut on the seventh day, he waited till the eighth day to go to the mikvah. He has to bring the kibbutz on the ninth day. So why are we discussing haircuts? In general, those two went together, so it's not uncommon to tie the two together. That the day he went to Mikvah was also the day he would get his haircut. So saying he got a haircut the eighth day is a code word for in this brisa for saying he went to Mikvah on the eighth day.
Does the Mikvah have to be before the haircut?
No. By Nozer. By Nozer.
Yeah.
By Metzora, the language of the pasuk sounds like he does the giluach and then he does the tahara process. But which the tahara process of the pasuk is not is the So the order of the pasuk sounds like that the giluach is before the tahara process. I'm not sure if it's ma'akev. I'm not sure that it's ma'akev. Yeah. Okay. Omer Baya. Sabaya says like this. The Gemara. Ash kachtino lechavrei the Rav Nosson bar Hoshea. I saw that the group of the chaverim of Rav Nosson bar Hoshea, the Yasun, they were sitting the Ka'amrin. They were saying the following. So the pasuk says by a zov that after he finishes becoming the process of being a zov and he becomes tor. So he has to have 7 days of tahara. He goes to he has to be nitar. Now a zov is unique that he requires a mayan as opposed to a mikvah. It has to be flowing water. You know, it has to be water which is as opposed to rainwater which is gathered. It has to be coming from a underground source, a river or something like that. The pasuk says, "Ubayem Hashmini." He takes the karbonos. L'fnei Hashem al Pesach al Moed, and the son of Malach Kohen. So he comes l'fnei Hashem to the Pesach al Moed, and he gives it to the Kohen. So Amos Ayhuboa, Isman Shu Tovah v'Asa Harav Shemesh. In Loi Tovah v'Asa Harav Shemesh Loi. So he cannot come to bring the karbonos in a case where until you have Harav Shemesh, which means it's not enough that he went to the mikvah or the mayan over here, but we also have to have the sun set, which means he has to wait till the following day to bring the karbonos. So in a case where he did the tahara process on the seventh day, so then he could bring the karbonos on the eighth day. In the case he did not do the tahara process until the eighth day, he can't bring the karbonos until the ninth day. Okay. So Moreh says Alma Kesavar. So they're understanding that the pasuk means they hold Tzuyayim Shalzov Kesav Dami, that the as the there are three sections in the Beis Hamikdash, or in the Mishkan. There's the area of the Mishkan which is called Machta Shechina. Okay. There's the Machta Leviyah which is around it, and then there's Machta Yisrael. So the halacha is that a person who has Tumas Meis cannot enter the Machta Shechina, but he could enter the Machta Leviyah. A Zov is also to enter into Machta Leviyah as well. There's a din of Shaluach Machnos, and Parshas Naso talks about the din of Shaluach Machnos, so that a Zov, a Mitzara, is not allowed into even Machta Yisrael. He has to be Mechutz L'Machaneh. A Zov can be in Machta Yisrael, but he cannot be in Machta Leviyah. And a Tumas Meis is also to go into Machta Shechina. So the three Madregas. So the from the Pesach Ol Moed in inwards is Machta Shechina, but the area in front of Pesach Ol Moed is Machta Leviyah. When the person brings the korban, he himself does not have to go into the Machta Shechina. He can theoretically bring the korban to Pesach Ol Moed and stop there. But a Zov can't do that because he's also in Machta Leviyah. What about a Tvul Yom of a Zov? A Tvul Yom is Barei Chayiv Koros if he goes into the Machta Shechina. That's not what we're discussing. But the Isser of Kenisa for a Zov into Machta Leviyah does apply to Tvul Yom of a Zov or not. Or that Chumrah that a Zov has, that he's unique, that he cannot even go into Machta Leviyah, that only applies before he goes through the Tara process. So Mirabanan, a Tumas Tomei Meis cannot go into Machta Leviyah. A Tful Yom of a Tomei Meis is actually mutter to go into Machta Leviyah, even Mirabanan. So Yom Shel Zov is considered like a Zov, but he's also to go into Machta Leviyah. So in the Beis Hamikdash, from the Shari Nikner inwards, Shari Nikner itself not, from the Shari Nikner, which is the main entrance into the Beis Hamikdash, from the entrance was the Azara, that's Machta Shechina. The Harabayas was Machta Leviyah. So he couldn't come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a korban. He couldn't get into Har Bayis.
It's optimistic.
Okay. So that the pasuk says that only after he goes through the Tara process, which the pasuk before says that v'rachatz b'sur b'mayim chayim v'tzoher, then the next pasuk says u'bayam hashmini he brings the korbanos above lifnei Hashem. Okay, so that's what they said. So Amina Luhano, so Baya says that I saw this is what they were discussing, this is what they were understanding in the Pasuk. That the Pasuk, by saying the order being Tahara and then Ubalif Ne Hashem, the Pasuk is explicitly telling me. The pasuk says he does the process of tahara. Ubayom hashmini yikach shtei sarim ubal lifnei Hashem. Only the next day. So the pasuk is telling me it's a din deraisa that tvul yom of a zov is like a zov. So Abaye says, according to your understanding, we're discussing how to read a pasuk. Okay. So by nazar you have the exact same sukkim. It says the Nazar became Tomei. It says Vayom Hashmi Yigalchenu. Uvayom Hashmini he takes the Karbonis El HaKohen or Pesach Ol Moed. El Mayata Gami Nazar Tomei Nami Hoksiv El HaKohen or Pesach Ol Moed. and you should, according to your thought process, you should make the same diuk. So it should be the same diuk. Now, what's the problem? Why can't he come? And he's a tamei meis. A tamei meis is mutter into machta lebia, and at the raisa level for sure. And you're telling me, based on your drasha, that you have to wait till the next day to bring to come, yeah, because you can't come until till you have Harav Shemesh. Well, that's not true. Michti shari nikler hecha kaimin b'shari levia. Vatanya tami meis mutter likonis b'matan levia. So a tami meis is permitted to go into matan levia. So why can't he come to the Pesach HaMoed? Lo tami meis bovad, elafila meis atzmoi. A matter of fact, that not only is a tami meis mutter in matan levia, but even a meis itself is permitted to be brought into matan levia, or to stay there in matan levia. He took the Atzmus Yosef with him in Machta Levia. Moshe lived in Machta Levia. So your diak in the pasuk cannot be correct. That the reason why it says Yom HaShmini is because he has an Isser Knesa until Yom HaShmini. So similarly, by the Zohar, when it says that he brings the Karbonos on Yom HaShmini, he brings him Lifnei Hashem Yom HaShmini, it's not because there was an Isser Knesa until Yom HaShmini. It's very possible that Tvoyayim of a Zohar is not like a Zohar. And even though a Zohar is prohibited in Machta Levia, a Tvoyayim of a Zohar is not prohibited in Machta Levia. Now, the next Ella Amar Abaya, or so Amar Abaya, the girsa of the Rosh and the Tosis is Tuyam Shalzov Lav Gezov Dami. Okay, so you know what, Ella, we're wrong. What you're saying is incorrect. There's no reason to believe that the Tuyam of Azov has the same thing as Azov, that he has it, and the Tuyam of Azov does not have an Isser Kenisa into Machta Levia. But Kelach Kibin the Mechusa Kapara Lo Ayel. So there's two dinim by Azov. Azov has the ziva, he has this flow out of his body. So if he has it one time, he has a din like a balkari. He's tummy for one day. If he has it twice within 1 day or a 2 day frame, either the same day or two adjacent days, so he's telling me for 7 days. He needs to have 7 clean days without any flow. He has to go. He has to go to a mayan at the end of the process, etc. But he's not chayav a korban. If he has 3 re'ias, either in 1 day or spread out over 2 or 3 days, 2 1 day, one the next, or vice versa, or 1, 2, 3 or 3 different days. Now he needs 7 clean days, but he also has to go to a mayan and he has to bring a korban. So a zov of baal shtei riyas on the 7th day goes to the mayan. He's tovel, and now he's called tuyam of a zov, and he could go into the Machta Levia. This pasuk, which you're understanding that he has to wait until the 8th day, is because besides being a tuyam, he's a mechusa kapara, which means he has to bring a korban for his tara process. So in a case where above and beyond the he went to the Mayan, so all he has left to do is wait till the sunset. That's not true. This person has to wait till the sunset, plus also bring a korban the next day. Can't bring a korban at night. So he can't bring it on the seventh day, because he has to wait. The pasuk says he has to wait till the eighth day to bring the korban. So this person who, on the seventh day, he can't. The Torah does not allow him to come. He has to wait till the eighth day, because the extra layer of tsuma of a, he's a mechusa kapara. That person, even after he goes to the mikvah, can't go to Mat Leviya. So it's not a tzuyayim of a zav is like a zav, but a tzuyayim of a zav who's also mechusa kapara is like a zav that he cannot have an isra kinesa to Mat Leviya.
That's only referring to the seventh day, not the eighth.
Correct. On the eighth day,
he has to bring it,
and he's not a Tzuyom anymore. So he's only a Mechusa Kapora. So if all he has is a Mechusa Kapora, then he's able to come. Okay. So now the Mora raises another point, just to clarify one point over here. Maybe this is the rush, catch up on the rush. Hold it, Tanya, both of the Hashem. So, Gabigzov Ksiva Parshas Taras HaMetzorah. At the end of Parshas Metzorah, it has the Lachas of Zov. Then the next passage says, "By Yom Shmini, you can't go Shtei Sarim, Shtei Sarim, or Shtei Bnei Yonah. The boil if they Hashem El Pesach El Moed Unasalam Al Kohen." So the pasuk, the first pasuk says that he does the Torah process on day 7, and on day 8 he brings the korbanos. Kesed who boss, the pasuk says, when can he come on the 8th day? Kishatov mi b'yoyim, when he went to mikvah on day 7, Roshloi Harav Shemesh, and the sun set on day 7, then he's allowed to bring on day 8. Okay. This is how the Braisa is found in the Torah Kahanim. I would think maybe he could wait till day 8. He'll wait till day 8. And say, I'm bringing the Kamanos on day 8 anyway. He might as well do the Torah process on day 8, and he'll have 7 clean days. And on day 8, he'll go to the mikveh, and then he'll bring the Kamanos. Tamar Lomer Bolif Nei Hashem Zeh Sharon Ikner. So he's coming to Sharon Ikner. Ketzer Hubo, how could he come? Elm came Tov Ovel Mibayoyim Beherem Shemesh. It must be that he went to the mikvah the day before, not the mikvah, the Mayan, the day before, and therefore he's able to bring the Kabbalahs on day 8. Sharon Ikner Hushar Shekh Lassen Boy Mehez is Noshim Le Mach Neshkina. That's the place where you go from the area which is called Esos Noshim into the Mat Hashkina, into the Azara. B'shar Nikter Lo Niskalish K'din Mat Hashkina V'esh Lo Din Mat Leviya K'min B'psachim Perakeit Tzolah. So Shar Nikter itself was not given Kedusha of the Azara. It has the same Kedusha as the area that is behind it, the Esos Noshim. So the Harabayas, including the Esos Noshim, has Dinam Mat Leviya. The Shar Nikter also has Dinam Mat Leviya. Now, Lakar Ha'ilith Ne Hashem, Hanu Shar Nikter. The furthest that this person can go is Shar Nikter. They learn Lifnei Hashem Bezor Mamish. Shemechusik Kippurim Hu. So you can't say he went into the Zohar, actually into the Zohar, because his Tara process is not complete until he brings the Kabbalahs. So you have the problem is bringing the Kabbalahs, but he's not Torah, he can't go into the Zohar. So it means he goes to the furthest point that he can go, Lifnei Hashem. So the Mora says that Shar Nikdar is called Lifnei Hashem, even though it doesn't have Kedushas HaZohar. So come the Shar Nikdar, and then pass over the Kabbalahs to the Kayan. The Kayan will bring the Kabbalahs, and then he becomes Torah. So that the Lifnei Hashem means Shar Nikdar. You can't go further than that, because he's mechusik kippurim. I mean, reshmaite and otum asoybay. The rabbis mechusik kippurim shechayev karas in nichlas tamata shkina. So, person who's mechusik kippurim is chayev karas to go into tamata shkina into the zora. Okay. So, lifnei Hashem has to mean shar nikler, and it says that even that is only mutter on day 8. So, even though it's only matzah leviya, it's only mutter on day 8, not on day 7. V'hai the pshita le'vetana, the high tzvuyoyim eno nikles le'matzah leviya, alvagab the tzvuyoyim the meis v'sheretz nikles, k'nimashe b'samuch. Tuyama of a mace or a sheret is allowed in Machta Leviya. Tuyama of a zav is not allowed. The reason why we're assuming that is because Mishum the Mashmushe the Kroah, Mashmahachi, because that's what the Psukim indicate. Ubal if they Hashem by Yamaches, Abakar Machain, if you only come if they Hashem, i.e., in the Shara Nikner, which is called if they Hashem, but even it's only Machta Leviya, he cannot come to the Machta Leviya until day 8. Okay, and therefore, I feel the tuyam dissolved bays rears, which there's no need for a korban. So he doesn't have to wait till day 8 because of the korban, because there's no korban. What about him? Can he come on day 7? Also, asur. So even though Tuyama of a sheretz or a mace is mutter into the matzah leviya, but Tuyama of a zav, which is more chomer, because the more says it's more chomer because the source of the tumah is the person himself. It's called tumah yotzes alamik, if it comes out of his own body. The same way a zav is more chomer in that sense, the Tuyama of a zav is more chomer. The kivan the loy asig adaita the chomer high tuyoyim mishum the having gam mechusik kapara. Right now, the more is not assuming that the issue is the, like bais later on, because there's also a need for a korban, which only applies to a zav of three rias. But right now, the more is assuming that the problem is just the tuyoyim itself without the extra korban. Therefore, im kenei chilik bein tuyoyim the zav baal beis rias the baal gimel rias. So whether he's a zav of a two rias, which does not need a korban, or some of three rias, which does need a korban, doesn't make a difference. The ma'isa on his end, he's a tuyam of a zav. The high chronomic means a word of shinan makes a zav of the high zav of his rias, and the pasuk itself indicates that because it says a tar loy mizavo. It's also the pasuk. So Chazal Darshan that the first pasuk, which tells me the luck of 7 days, tells me even though it's only mizavo, it's not a full zav of three rias. It still needs a 7 day tara process. Well, let's say pasuk says wait till day 8. So you see, even a zav of a baal beis rias needs it, the tuyam of a zav has to wait until day 8. So you see, Tuyam of a Zav, Kizav, I mean, even though there's no Korban, which is advice later on, the case of Pasuk, the case that there is a Korban, and that's different. But right now, we're assuming, based on that, the logic does not indicate that, and the Pasuk itself seems to indicate that even a case of Zav Baal Beis Rias needs Har Shemesh before it can come into the Matha Leviya. So that's what they said. Okay, let's leave the rest of the rush for tomorrow.